And hello, everyone. It's Mike and Kim, and this is The Good Stuff. We're glad you tuned in to your local radio station. I have a space story for you today.
Oh, a space story?
Yeah, it's an upcoming space story.
Oh, well, I've got a hotel manager and his wife story.
Okay. Tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, I'd be honored. You know, Tri-State Livestock News, if you're looking for anything involving cattle, horses, rodeo, anything agriculture, then you really need to dig into Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
And of course, another .com place you can go to, visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you this summer to come spend a little time with us here at Merritt Reservoir for maybe a little walleye fishing, a trip down the scenic Niobrara River, or enjoy the international dark skies there around Merritt. Lots of things, and it all starts by going to visitvalentine.com. So have you heard of Artemis II?
Artemis II. Hey, was Artemis on...
He was on the Wild Wild West.
Thank you. That's exactly. Yeah.
Artemis Gordon?
Yes.
No,
thank you.
This isn't that.
Oh, but, well, okay. Then, I haven't.
Artemis II is a planned lunar spaceflight mission under the Artemis program led by NASA. It's intended to be the second flight of the Space Launch System and the first crewed mission of the Orion spacecraft. It is the first crewed deep space mission since Apollo 17 in 1972, and the first since to reach the moon's vicinity. The mission will launch probably sometime right after April 1st. So it's coming right on.
Oh my goodness, that's right. That's less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a 10-day mission carrying NASA astronauts Reid Weissman, Victor Glover, and Christina Cook, along with the Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen, on a free return trajectory around the moon and back to Earth. Glover will become the first person of color, Cook the first woman, and Hansen the first person not from the United States to reach deep space and the moon's vicinity. The flight is set to take the crew farther from Earth than any previous crewed mission before re-entering Earth's atmosphere at a record speed of about 25,000 miles per hour. So, this got me thinking. What were some of the things that you remember from the Apollo space time in the 60s to the early 70s that we have now that we take for granted?
Yeah, two things.
What's that?
The classic Tang.
Okay.
Yep, the drink. Did they call it a breakfast drink?
I'm not sure what they called it back in the
day. Anyway, and then those aluminum foil blankets.
That's right, emergency blankets.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, here are some things. The cordless vacuum and tools.
Oh, amen. Bless their hearts.
Memory foam came from the space
age. I always forget about that.
Water purification systems.
Really?
Scratch-resistant lenses.
Oh, I bet those were helpful.
Household smoke detectors.
Isn't that interesting? All the things that came out of what they needed to come up with to keep those men safe.
Computer mouse came out of the space age, and vacuum sealed food, just to name a few. Shoe insoles and your golf balls were improved based on studies of dimples in space. So I just thought that was interesting.
Shoe insoles. I want to dig further into that. Why would shoe insoles be involved?
I don't know. Maybe something to do with weightlessness or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what are you going to share today?
The hotel manager and his wife.
Okay.
A man had to attend a large convention in Chicago. For this particular trip, he decided to bring his wife. When they arrived at their hotel and were shown to their room, the man said, "You rest here while I register. I'll be back within an hour." So his wife lies down on the bed, and just then, an elevated train passes by very close to the window and shakes the room so hard she's thrown out of the bed. Thinking this must be a freak occurrence, she lies down once more. Again, a train shakes the room so violently, she's pitched to the floor. Exasperated, she calls the front desk, asks for the manager. The manager says he'll be right up. The manager naturally is skeptical, but the wife insists the story is true. "Look, lie here on the bed. You'll be thrown right to the floor." So he lies down next to the wife. Just then, the husband walks in. "What?" he says in an ominous tone. "Are you doing here?" The manager replies, "Would you believe I'm waiting for the train?"
Oh, no. And that is the good stuff.